Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this Christmas edition of the Rubber Neckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby.
And happy holidays to you and yours.
That's right. It's just around the corner.
It is, and this is probably our last podcast before we celebrate the Christmas and Hanukkah holiday. So we wish all of you a happy holiday season, and know and trust that Graceland is decked out for Elvis's favorite time of the year.
That's right, yes, and we always keep him up through his birthday, just the way he liked it.
Yeah, so it's always fun for us as employees to actually volunteer to put up the decorations, because it takes us quite a good amount of time to do that.
There's a cool video online that you can check out. It's a time lapse of some folks decorating a tree, but yeah, that's always fun. I always want to do that.
And we actually start, for those that don't know or haven't heard it mentioned on previous podcasts, we actually start the day after Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
It takes us that long. And, of course, we line the driveway with blue lights in the house and put out the decorations that Elvis traditionally did, including the life-size nativity, which we actually have a Graceland blog about.
Yes.
Christmas at Graceland up now that our blogger Sheena Barnett has produced, and always fun to see how Elvis spent the holidays here at the King's Castle.
Yeah, she's got, we check out some receipts that Elvis kept, see how much he paid for some of those items, and it's really cool. But I wonder if it takes us this long to get all the decorations out, how long it took Elvis and Vernon and the crew.
I'm sure it probably took a good amount of time. I doubt Elvis was involved, other than like giving direction of what to do. You know, the luxuries of being the star.
Maybe just that, give the supervising direction that first Christmas, and then everyone else knew.
I guess that's why you had an entourage, right?
Right. I mean, that's what I would want.
I always enjoy hearing the stories from some of the entourage members about how it was, you know, such a task to find a gift for Elvis, because he was who had everything.
I bet.
But also how Elvis kind of pranked them one Christmas, and, you know, they were used to kind of getting bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 year, Elvis gave them McDonald's gift certificates as a bonus.
As a bonus.
So they thought. But he was really just playing a gag on
just
them, which he loved to do. Which is always kind of fun. So a lot going on. And, of course, if it's Christmas and the holiday season here at Graceland, that also means birthday can't be too far away.
That's right. It's just around the corner. Our birthday celebration in 2017 is January 5th through the 8th. And we always have numerous events, including the Elvis Presley birthday proclamation in the morning. That's with cake. And there's so many events now going on at the guest house.
Of course, you know, the guest house is going to be kind of birthday central for our indoor events this year. And it's a great way to explore the new hotel if you haven't seen it, weren't here for the grand opening or any of the special themed weekends we've had. Birthday, a great chance to explore the hotel, and some rooms are still available.
Oh,
so
yes.
If you want to come see us and participate in the birthday events, just go to Graceland.com or GuesthouseGraceland.com to make your reservations. And also, we just announced that we're going to have a special guest join us for the Elvis birthday celebration. Andrew Solt has been just recently added. And, of course, he is the owner of the Ed Sullivan Archive.
Yeah, what a cool thing to get to work with and play around with. Is those archival footage of that Sullivan show.
And he also had a role in Elvis on Tour. So we'll hear more about that during the birthday celebration and when he takes the stage during the event. So just go to Graceland.com for information and tickets to the official events, including the Graceland Insiders Reception, which should be fun. Tickets on sale now.
That's right. And we always like to talk about the auction at Graceland, too.
Yes, the auction at Graceland is coming up during the birthday celebration.
That's January 7th at 3 p.m., and it's in the new state-of-the-art theater in the guest house. Nearly 500 seats, and you can bid online now at GracelandAuctions.com. There are so many things that you get to actually see in person, too, before.
Yeah, so we actually have a lot of the artifacts on display January 6th through 7th in the Rock Conference Room, the guest house at Graceland, including the 1962 film-worn boxing gloves from Kid Galahad.
So cool.
And Elvis's fourth-degree black belt, among some of the personal items actually being auctioned. Again, always our disclaimer, if you're a regular listener to the Rubberneckin' Podcast, none of these things are actually being auctioned from the Graceland Archives. These are actually things that belong to third-party collectors. So, for reference, the Graceland Archives team is actually in the audience bidding in some cases to bring some of these artifacts home, but these are all from third-party collectors that have somehow acquired these items, such as the boxing gloves probably were sold at one of the, the movie studio auctions years ago. So always interesting how these things make their way out into the world, and sometimes they find their way back to Graceland if we're the highest bidder.
Yeah, and one of the cool ways you get to really get the context of these items is the auction catalog.
Yes, always a collectible item.
That's right, and you can get it now at shop.graceland.com. But yeah, even if you can't bid and take home an item, you can always take home the catalog too.
Yeah, the catalog's always fun to have and fun to look at, but you can also go online right now and look at the items and bid if you're interested. And of course, bidding wraps up during the actual live auction, and a lot going on another podcast we have with you and Machina. You guys have starting kind of a journey through the Elvis movie catalog with a separate podcast aside from this one.
That's right. Starring Elvis Presley is a new podcast that Sheena and I have started. We're going chronologically through every one of Elvis's movies. We just did Jailhouse Rock, and we're about to watch, like, in a few minutes, King Creole.
Oh,
so
really?
I can't wait to see that. She has seen a few more movies than me, so it's most of it is my real reaction to all of these movies.
And, of course, we'll be popping some popcorn. I might have to join you.
Yes.
Can I join you guys?
Absolutely.
All right. A lot of fun. And, of course, you know, we are gearing up for the holidays and, of course, the birthday celebration, so we hope you guys can join us. But before we go, we wanted to share some of our fan of the week, which is always becoming kind of a popular thing. People are really anxious to be the fan of the week.
Yeah. I know Debbie said she hasn't won anything in a while, and so Debbie Kamerlink is our fan of the week. She said Blue Christmas is her favorite, and she loves the blue lights on the trees, and she was lucky enough to see Elvis in Kansas City on the front row. So that's a cool moment that she gets to have, and she said she finally went to Graceland and toured, and she can't wait to come back, and we're thankful you came, so you'll have to come back and give us a shout out, Debbie.
Wonderful. Thank you, Debbie, for listening to the podcast and to the radio show on Sirius XM Elvis Radio Channel 19, and we actually have some sightings as well. This one from Rock the Troops.
Yes, this is from Lainey in Jackson, Mississippi, and she said she saw Dwayne Johnson hosting Rock the Troops special this week on Spike TV, and he wore the American Eagle jumpsuit and sang an Elvis medley of songs, including Jailhouse Rock.
Very cool.
I saw that, too. There are lots of clips online all week.
Very nice. Thank you, Lainey, for that sighting. And, of course, it might have been impossible to miss this one. So we had a lot of people submit this one, including our office, and that was Bruno Mars appearing on The Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS doing carpool karaoke.
That's so fun. I love watching that.
And, of course, during the carpool karaoke session, Bruno's revealed that he got his start in entertainment being Elvis in Waikiki in a show that his family produced. Mm-hmm. And if you've been a longtime visitor to Graceland during Elvis Week, you probably remembering seeing Bruno
perform.
So there are actually some videos out there of Bruno performing as Elvis Presley during Elvis Week here at Graceland in the tent.
Yeah.
That has always been a fun spot for folks to kind of, you know, practice their Elvis.
That's right. Well, he got it right, obviously.
He did. And
he nailed it. And
transformed
then
it into a global singing sensation career, much like Elvis Presley. So very fun sighting. If you haven't seen it yet, go to CBS.com and you can find the carpool karaoke segment with Bruno Mars. It's worth a watch.
That's right. Well, I think that's all we've got for you today.
I think that is it. Happy holidays to everybody, and we'll see you in the new year with a birthday update.
That's right. Bye, guys.
Bye.